just a mama's boy. You're just a mama's boy. You're just a mama's boy. You're just a... Says I'm on her of her father, and I know she likes it. She wants a man that's got his game locked tight.
Finland, 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 the country where I want to be, pony trekking or camping, or just watching TV. Finland, 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 it's the country for me. You're so near to Russia, so far from Japan, quite a long way from Cairo, lots of miles from Vietnam. Finland, 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 the country where I to be eating breakfast or dinner, or snack lunch in the hall. Finland, 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 Finland has it all. You're so sadly neglected and often ignored, up or second to Belgium when going abroad. Finland, 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 where I quite want to be. Your mountain so lofty, yet they are so tall. Finland, 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 Finland has it all.
Oh, together, Finophiles!
Finland, 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 the country where I quite want to be. Your mountain so lofty, yet they are so tall.
If you've enjoyed hearing this song and would like to know more about Finland, why not ring Mr. Griffiths of Hemel Hempstead? He and his charming wife Edna would be glad to answer any of your questions, and who knows, may show you some of their unrivaled collection of Scandinavian credit cards.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a partridge in a pear tree.
Hi, honey. Yeah, I just got it. It's terrific. It looks like some kind of a bird in a tree. Oh, you don't say, a partridge, huh? Well, it's great. Well, of course it was a surprise, honey. I was expecting a hat. Well, you know I have been dropping some broad hints about maybe getting a hat. Oh, no, this is much better. It's like two gifts in one. I mean, I get the partridge, and I get a tree. Well, okay, thanks a lot, honey, and Merry Christmas.
On the fourth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me four calling birds, three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree.
Hi, honey. Yes, I got the calling birds. Yeah, the man just dropped them off. Well, they're great. You know, they go well with the three French hens and the two other things. I don't know what they are. I got them on Wednesday. They look almost like a half a turtle and a half a dove. Turtle doves, huh? I never heard of them. No, I appreciate it's a unique gift, but the thing is, I now have 10 birds, and I'm not really a bird person. As you know, honey, I'm more of a hat person, really.
On the seventh day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 7 swans to swim and 6 geese a-laying, 5 gold rings, 4 calling birds, three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree.
Hi, honey. Honey, we have to talk. No, no, you're being very generous. It's just... No, I like the five gold rings. They were great. Nothing wrong with that gift at all. It's just that the next day, it was right back to the bird.
Holy Lord! Get back! Oh, no!
Well, I'll tell you what that noise was, honey. It turns out the geese and French hens are natural enemies. Now, no more birds. Well, I don't know, honey. How about eight hats of having?
On the 10th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 10 lords a-leaping, 9 ladies dancing, 8 maids a-milking.
Hi, honey. Yes, yes, it was quite a surprise. No, they're not birds, are they? They're people. Well, I guess everybody's happy, honey. The maids of milking are having a little trouble. Well, I'll tell you why, because, as you know, I live in a one-bedroom apartment, and I don't have any cows. Well, right now, they're trying to milk a swan.
On the 12th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 12 drummers drumming, 11 pipers piping, 10 lords a-leaping, 9 ladies dancing, 8 maids a-milking, 7 swans a-swimming, 6 geese a-laying, 5 gold rings, 4 calling birds, 3 French hens, 2 turtle doves,
Honey, I think we should see other people.
And a partridge in a pear tree.
That was Norm Macdonald there with that Christmas classic, The 12 Days of Christmas. It was a beautiful segment there. We kicked things off with a lovely song between father and son, live in London. That was Flight of the Conchords, followed by Chromeo singing about Mama's Boy. Then we had Finland, The Place We All Want to Be, by Monty Python, and then Norm Macdonald with The 12 Days of Christmas. But of course, it was quite an absurd set. It's kind of been the theme today, is absurdity. I am DJ ESB. You're listening to ES Beats. We're here every Saturday from 2 till 4 on RadioValencia.fm. We're not usually this ridiculous. We are ridiculous, but not usually this ridiculous. And so I thought I was getting a bit carried away. I think that last segment was maybe a bit too much. And now Auntie Jane is listening, and we've got people listening in from all over. So I'm going to be serious for a minute. DJ Original Brewer is not here with me in the studio. But if she was, I'd be playing these songs for her, looking into her eyes. So I'm going to play these three songs for DJ Original Brewer. Because it's that time of year when we're really thankful for who we have and who we have in our life and who we're with. And my darling, I love you very much. And so I want to play these love songs for you in front of everyone who's tuned in today on ES Beats. It's our last show of the year, and I think it'll be very special. So I'll talk to you all on the other side. Let's be serious for a moment, please, and enjoy this music. Toodles. Well, hold on a second. We lost connection here somehow, but I don't know how. I was actually quite serious, but you can hear me, right? Yeah, I think you can hear me. But the music isn't playing out the speakers. What did I do wrong here? I didn't change anything. That was really weird. Hold on a second. Okay, so we have an issue here. It's not playing through. Give me one second, everyone. I apologize. Oh, right when I was going to do a serious bit, too. I'll be coming. I'm coming, everyone. Please, patience. This is not a bit. It's really happening, and I'm trying to do it on the fly. Let's see if this works. Okay. Oh, yeah. Right, now I get to play my love songs for my wife. Toodles.
Girl, tonight we're gonna make love. You know how I know? Because it's Wednesday. Wednesday night is the night that we usually make love. Monday night is my night to cook. Tuesday night we go and visit your mother. But Wednesday we make sweet weekly love. It's when everything is just right. There's nothing good on TV. You haven't had your after work, social, sports team practice, so you're not too tired. Oh, it's all on. You lean in and whisper something sexy in my ear like,
I might go to bed now, I've got work in the morning.
I know what you're trying to say, girl. You're trying to say, oh yeah, it's business time. It's business time.
It's business. It's business time.
I know what you're trying to say. You're trying to say it's time for business. It's business time.
Ooh, it's business. It's business time.
Oh, yeah.
Then went in the bathroom, brushing our teeth. That's all part of the foreplay. I love foreplay. And you sort out the recycling. That isn't part of the foreplay process, but it is still very important. Next thing you know, we're in the bedroom. You're wearing that baggy old ugly t-shirt you got from your work several years ago. You know the one, baby, with the color stain. I remove my clothes very, very clumsily, tripping sensuously over my pants. Now I'm naked, except for my socks. And you know when I'm down to just my socks, what time it is.
Two minutes.
When it's with me, girl, you only need 2 minutes. Because I'm so intense. You whisper something sexy like, is that it? I know what you're trying to say, girl. You're trying to say, oh yeah, that's it. And you tell me you want some more. Well, I'm not surprised. But I'm quite sleepy.
It's business. It's business time.
Business hours are over, baby.
It's business. It's business time.
You want, give you anything you need. make your dreams come true. Give you anything you want, fulfill your fantasies. I'll make your dreams come true. You want a unicorn, I'll give it to you. You want a puppet dog, I'll give it to you. You want an ice cream cone, I'll give it to you. You want a marker zone, I'll give it to you. You want a satin pillow, I'll give it to you. You want an automobile, I'll give it to you. You want a diamond ring, I'll give it to you. You want a thingy thing, I'll give it to you. I know what you're waiting for. Well, you don't need to wait no more. I can give you anything you want. Give you anything you need. I'll make your dreams come true. Give you anything you want. Fulfill your fantasies. I'll make your dreams come true. You want a taste of fame, I'll give it to you. You want a little cupcake, I'll give it to you. You want a cockatoo, I'll give it to you. You want a kangaroo, I'll give it to you. You want an American car, I'll give it to you. You want a Hollywood star, I'll give it to you. You want to go to the moon, I'll see what I can do. I know what you're waiting for. You don't need to wait no more. I can give you anything you want. Give you anything you need. I'll make your dreams come true. Give you anything you want. Fulfill your fantasies. I'll make your dreams come true. I'm saying cockatoo, yeah, I'm cockatoo. Mmm, in my lover, I'll give it to you. I'll make your dreams come true. Cockatoo, 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 kangaroo in my lover. I'll make your dreams come true.
Well, I'm not the kind to kiss and tell, but I've been seen with Farrah. I've never been with anything less than a man so fine. I've been on fire with Sally Field, gone fast with a girl named Bo, but somehow they just don't end up as mine. It's a death-defying life I lead. I take my chances. I die for living in the movies and TV. I ever do is watch my leading ladies kiss some other guy while I'm bandaging my knee. I might fall from a tall building, I might roll a brand new car, 'cause I'm the unknown stuntman that made Redford such a star. I've never spent much time in school, but I taught ladies plenty. It's true, I hire my body out for pay.
Hey, hey!
I've gotten burned over Cheryl Teagues, blown up for Raquel Welch. But when I wind up in the hay, it's only hay.
Hey, hey!
I might jump an open drawbridge or Tarzan from a vine, 'cause I'm the unknown stuntman. It makes Eastwood look so fine.
I'm back. Sorry. Here we go. I'm getting over these technical difficulties here. I'm assuming you can hear me. Yep. I think you can. I think we're doing okay. That was a very, very romantic set there for my my bride, DJ Original Brewer. We kicked things off with Business Time by Flight of the Conchords, followed by the lovely ballad Sit on My Face by Monty Python, and then I'll Get You What You Want by the evil Kermit the Frog, Constantine from Muppets Most Wanted, and then Lee Majors with the Fall Guy theme song. The Fall Guy actually being remade into a new big-budget Hollywood movie coming out in the spring with, I think, Ryan Gosling as the Fall Guy. I'm very excited, although looking at the trailer, it doesn't look as funny as the original show, but it'll still be fun. And like I said, a very, very... You're not going to get that on other radio shows, everyone. I mean, that is about as romantic as it gets. And people just won't do that. They won't put themselves out there like that and just open themselves up, make themselves vulnerable. And that's really what I'm here for on ESB. It's just kind of the theme of every show is vulnerability. And I'm really glad you were here to be a part of that. Wherever you're listening from, thank you so much for joining us today. I'm having a lot of fun in the studio. I'm dancing around. It's just me. It's the last show of the year. And now, now that I've kind of hammed it up with the last block, I am going to be serious this time. It's been a tough year for a lot of people, and we've lost a lot of people. We've lost a lot of people close to us. We have people that are close to us who have lost people. It's been very difficult, and especially recently. It's been really difficult recently. Just personally, friends of mine have lost people that are really close to them, and I've lost people that I was close with. It's like it's just been piling up the last 2 weeks, and I was trying to figure out how to play a song that was still in the spirit of the show, which is the show is supposed to be having fun and celebrating life and just having fun and laughing in the face of adversity. And so I wanted to play this next one because I always felt that this song, for someone who's usually an absolute idiot and a complete slapstick, this song gets me every time. And so for someone to be such a fool and to get paid to be a fool and to write this song and about a friend of his who passed away, it gets me every time, and so I'm playing it for you today. It would seem to be in the spirit of the show. It's Adam Sandler, and he's singing about Chris Farley. And if you listen to it, this is live. I've seen him do it. My original brew and I saw him do this. It was the only good thing about the show, to be honest. It was amazing when he did it. I got emotional then, and I'll get emotional now listening to it. But he's the one playing the guitar in the middle. That guitar solo in the middle is Adam Sandler. So for those of you who have lost someone this year, I'm sorry, but we've got each other, and we'll be together. Next year, let's hope there's more sunshine next year than not. And yeah, toodles.
All right, guys, going to do this one. This is a very special song. I hope you like it. It means a lot to us. Here we go. Tight, he wasn't even doing a bit. Then he cartwheeled around the room and slow danced with a cleaning lady. He was a one-man party. You know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about my friend Chris Farley. On Saturday night, always deliver. Whether he was the bumblebee girl or living in a van down by the river. He loved the Bears and did the dance at Chippendales with Swayze. When they replaced his coffee with Folgers, he went fucking crazy. The sexiest gap girl and meatloaf in the fair. Without him, there'd be no lunch lady in lunch lady land. You know, thinking about my boy Chris Farley. We'll be right back.
show, he drank a quart of Jack Daniels and stick the bottle right up his ass. But hungover as hell, that Catholic boy always showed up to morning mass. We tell him, slow down, you'll end up like Belushi and Candy. He said, those guys are my heroes, that's all fine and dandy. I ain't making that shit up, that's the truth about my boy Chris Farley. I saw him in the office crying with his headphones on, listening to a Casey and the Sunshine Band song. I said, buddy, how the hell's that making you so sad? Then he laughed and said, just thinking about my dad. The last big hang we had was at Timmy Meadows' wedding party. Laughed our balls off all night long, all because of Farley. But a few months later, the party came to an end. We flew out to Madison to bury our friend. Nothing was harder than saying goodbye, since watching Chris's father have his turn to cry. Hey, buddy, life's moved on, but you still bring us so much joy. Make my kids laugh with your YouTube clips, or Tommy Boy. And when they ask me who's the funniest guy I ever knew, I tell them hands down, without a doubt, it's you. Yeah, I miss hanging out, watching you try to get laid. But most of all, I miss watching you fuck with Spade. You're an engine like you wanted, but I still wish you were here with me. And we were getting on a plane to go shoot Grown Ups 3. Yeah, love ain't the same without you, boy. And that's why I'm singing about my friend Chris Farley. And if we make enough noise, maybe he'll hear us. Give it up for the great Chris Farley. We'll be right back.
This is a song that there's a lot of Christmas songs out there, and not too many Hanukkah songs. So wrote a song for all those nice little Jewish kids who don't get to hear any Hanukkah songs. Here we go. To celebrate Hanukkah. Hanukkah is the festival of lights. Instead of one day of presents, we have 8 crazy nights. When you feel like the only kid in town without a Christmas tree, here's a list of people who are Jewish, just like you and me. David Lee Roth lights the menorah. So do James Concord Douglas and the late Dinah Shore. Guess who eats together at the Carnegie Deli? Bowser from Shanana and Arthur Fonzarelli. Paul Newman's half Jewish, Goldie Hawn's half too. Put them together, what a fine looking Jew. You don't need Deck the Halls or Jingle Bell Rock, 'cause you can spin a dreidel with Captain Kirk and Mr. Spock, both Jewish. Put on your yarmulke, it's time for Hanukkah. The owner of the Seattle Supersonicas celebrates Hanukkah. O.J. Simpson, not a Jew. Guess who is Hall of Famer Rod Carew? He converted. We got Ann Landers and her sister, dear Abby. Harrison Ford's a quarter Jewish, not too shabby. Some people think that Ebenezer Scrooge is. Well, he's not, but guess who is? All three Stooges. Is. Tell your friend Veronica, it's time to celebrate Hanukkah. Hope I get a harmonica on this lovely, lovely Hanukkah. So drink your gin and tonica and smoke your marijuana. Have a happy, 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 happy Hanukkah. Happy Hanukkah.
Everything is great, everything is grand. I got the whole wide world in the palm of my hand. Everything is perfect, it's falling into place. I can't seem to wipe this smile off my face. Life's a happy song, and there's someone by my side to sing along. When you're alone, life can be a little rough. It makes you feel like you're 3 foot tall. When it's just you, well, times can be tough. When there's no one there to catch your fall. Everything is great, everything is grand. I got the whole wide world in the palm of my hand. Everything is perfect, it's falling into place. I can't seem to wipe this smile off my face. Life smells like a rose,
with someone to paint
and someone to pose. Life's a piece of cake, with someone to pedal,
someone to break.
Life is full of glee,
with someone to saw,
someone to see. Life's a happy song, when there's someone by my side to sing along. I've got everything that I need right in front of me. Nothing's stopping me, nothing that I can't be.
when you're right here next to me.
Life's a piece of cake with someone to give
and someone to take.
Life's a piece of pie
with someone to wash, someone to drive.
Life's an easy road with someone beside you to share the load.
Life is full of highs
with someone to start
and someone to fry.
Life's a leg of lamb
with someone there to lend a hand.
Life's a bunch of flowers
with someone to while away the hours.
Life's a fillet of fish.
Yes, it is.
Life's a happy song.
And we've got someone by your side to sing along.
Sorry, I was super excited.
Oh, this is the most romantic thing ever. I've always dreamt of seeing Los Angeles.
I know, Walter can't wait either. You don't mind that he's coming, right?
No, of course not. As long as we can spend our anniversary dinner together, that's all I ask.
Let me go check on Walter.
Everything's great, everything's grand, except Gary's always off with his friend. It's never me and him, it's always me and him. And him, I wonder when it's going to end. But I guess that's okay, 'cause maybe someday I know just how it's going to be. You're at a bomb steed, get down on one knee and say, Mary, will you marry me?
When there's someone by your side to sing,
life's a happy song.
When there's someone by your side to sing,
life's a happy song.
When there's someone by your side to sing along.
Brilliant. I'm going to be 50 next year, and the Muppets are still the best. I mean, they just make me feel so good. That's the Muppets with a ton of actors, including Mickey Rooney, before he passed away. Mickey Rooney there with the Muppets and Life's a Happy Song. That was a fun set. We kicked things off with Adam Sandler and Farley live, dedicated to Chris Farley. And then, you know, I don't know if you were listening to the lyrics of that song, but Chris Farley loved Casey and the Sunshine Band because his dad did. So in the middle there, I put Casey and the Sunshine Band. I know DJ Auntie Jane was loving that one. That was Give It Up. And then I had Adam Sandler come back with the Hanukkah song, and then Life's a Happy Song by the Muppets. Thanks so much for joining me today. It's been a lot of fun. I mean, I know it's been absolutely ridiculous. Cringeworthy at times, I'm sure. Trust me. I've still got 18 minutes to make you cringe. DJ Auntie Jane missed the Mr. Hanky song. Don't worry, I'm not playing it again. But I do have one in the same vein. DJ Cunard and I went up to one of my best friends and his family up in Seattle. Well, actually in Duval. It's outside of Seattle. Beautiful little town out in in milk farming country, and it's DJ Q-Nut's godfather, Ben, and we had just a great time. We were only there. It was a real, real sting mission. We got in Friday night, and we came back Sunday afternoon, but we had such a great time, and on Saturday night, he and I had a few drinks, and then we were playing video games with the kids, and we started finding these songs, and, well, here's a couple of the songs we found, and the kids were just giggling, but I don't think they were giggling as much as Ben and I, and then I promise you I'll play some serious ones too, or at least not ridiculous ones anyway. Well, here you go, toodles. This is a band you may not have heard of. I mean, they're up and coming, they're underground, they play a lot of the clubs, They're really cutting edge. They're called the toilet bowl cleaners. You're going to love them. Toodles.
Everybody's got butt cheeks. Everybody's got big old butt cheeks. Every time you sit down, you're sitting on your butt cheeks. When you spread your butt cheeks apart, you have room for your poop to come out of your butt. Yes, you do. Those good old butt cheeks, they're so nice, yes they are. You gotta wipe your butt cheeks after you poop. After you sit down to poop, the inside of your butt cheeks are filled with little pieces of poop. Yeah, butt cheeks, butt cheeks, butt cheeks. Cheeks on your face, you also got cheeks on your butt. The poop comes out from between your butt cheeks. Butt cheeks, butt cheeks, butt cheeks, butt cheeks. When you gotta go to the poop real bad, but you're not near a toilet, you squeeze your butt cheeks together to keep the poop from coming out. Yeah, yeah, butt cheeks. Butt cheeks, butt cheeks. Yeah, butt cheeks. Butt cheeks, butt cheeks. Butt cheeks, oh, butt cheeks. Yeah, 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 butt cheeks.
Tell me the duck story.
Bum, 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 ba-dum, ba-dum. A duck walked up to a lemonade stand, and he said to the man running the stand, "Hey, bum, 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 got any grapes?" The man said, "No, we just sell lemonade, but it's cold and it's fresh and it's all homemade. Can I get you a glass?" The duck said, "I'll pass." Then he waddled away, waddle, waddle, till the very next day. Bum, 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 ba-dum. When the duck walked up to the lemonade stand, and he said to the man running the stand, "Hey, bum, 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 got any grapes?" The man said, "No, like I said yesterday, we just sell lemonade, okay? Why not give it a try?" The duck said, "Goodbye." Then he waddled away, waddle, waddle. Then he waddled away, waddle, waddle. Then he waddled away, waddle, waddle. Till the very next day, bum, 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 ba-dum. When the duck walked up to the lemonade stand, and he said to the man running the stand, "Hey, bum, 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 got any grapes?" The man said, "Look, this is getting old. I mean, lemonade's all we've ever sold. Why not give it a go?" The duck said, "How about no?" Then he waddled away, waddle, waddle. Then he waddled away, waddle, waddle, waddle. Then he waddled away, waddle, waddle. Till the very next day, bum, 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 ba-dum. When the duck walked up to the lemonade stand, and he said to the man running the stand, "Hey, bum, 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 got any grapes?" The man said, "That's it. If you don't stay away, duck, I'll glue you to a tree and leave you there all day stuck. So don't get too close." The duck said, "Adios." Then he waddled away, waddle, waddle. Then he waddled away, waddle, waddle, waddle. Then he waddled away, waddle, waddle. Till the very next day, bum, 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 ba-dum. When the duck walked up to the lemonade stand, and he said to the man running the stand, "Hey, bum, 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 got any glue?" "What? Got any glue? No, why would I?" "Oh, then one more question for you. Got any grapes?" Bum, 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 bum. And the man just stopped. Then he started to smile. He started to laugh. He laughed for a while. He said, "Come on, duck, let's walk to the store. I'll buy you some grapes, so you won't have to ask anymore." So they walked to the store, and the man bought some grapes. He gave one to the duck, and the duck said, "No thanks. But you know what sounds good? It would make my day. Do you think this store, do you you think this store? Do you think this store has any lemonade? Then he waddled away, waddle waddle.
Sure. I was truly free. Like a bird at the mercy of a breeze, just trusting in the song there, like a mother's love.
Thanks so much for joining me today on our last show of the year. It's been, like I said, it's been a kind of a wild roller coaster. I mean, we kicked things off there with the toilet bowl cleaners with Butt Cheeks, Butt Cheeks, Butt Cheeks, Butt Cheeks. And then we had The Duck Song by Brian Oden. But then we went into Chris Rea with Let It Loose, Elbow with Simul and Lost Myself, and then Scott Helmer with Long Way Round. Coming up next, as always, from 4 till 6 every Saturday on Radio Valencia, is Bose Veranda, taking over at the top of the hour. Thank you so much again for joining me. I realize it was a ridiculous show, but I had a lot of fun doing it, and I hope you had fun listening. I realize that maybe some songs you really didn't like, and I apologize for that, but not too much. And I've got time for one more as we fade out here, and it seemed appropriate. I played a few Muppets earlier. Like I said, they're still my favorite, and I thought I'd send you off with one of the classics. Here's the Muppets. Have a great holiday, and I'll see you next year. Merry Christmas. Toodles.
We wish you a Merry Christmas, we wish you a Merry Christmas, we wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Now bring us a figgy pudding, now
figgy
bring...
pudding!
No, figgy pudding, it's made with figs.
Oh, sorry.
And bacon.
What?
We wish you a Merry Christmas, we wish you a Merry Christmas, we wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
We won't go until we get some. We won't go until we get some. We won't go until Animal Sick. Hoping some out here.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas.